chapter 5 of Ephesians, we're talking about our Christian walk. And so far we covered walk in love. That was part one. We talked about walking in the light. That was part two. And today we're going to talk about, just for a few minutes, walking carefully. Walk carefully. Or walking circumspectly. Brother John Moore one time told me that word meant, the root words where we get our word spectacles from. And it literally means walk with your eyes open, is what he's talking about here. So let's start in verse 14. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. And it starts off talking of going from walking in the light. He says in verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 14 is a wake-up call to God's people. Remember that the main theme in the book of Ephesians is the church. And here in chapter 5, he's talking about our walk, and on into chapter 6. And he says, walk in love. That's the earmark. That's the thing that proves what we are, is our actions, the way we treat and walk towards each other. Two, walk in the light as He is the light. We talked about that. And we talked about as walking in the light, as that's our purpose. And he says to walk as He is the light. And I love that part where it talks about how we were. We were darkness. It doesn't say we were in darkness, but we were darkness. And now we're light. Not that we're in the light, but we are light. We're the vessels in which God works through today. Amen. Folks, listen to me. God has sent us out into a dark world to be a beacon for Himself. And our Christian walk should mimic that, or to show that. And then he starts off in verse 14 as a wake-up call. He says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you the light. Verse 15, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, in verse 14, he's kind of giving us a wake-up call. Excuse me, it's right in the middle of everything that's going on here in chapter 5. And he says, and he saith, awake. And this is talking about an Old Testament passage. But it just fits perfectly in our day. It seems that many of God's people have been lulled asleep by the devil's lies. Does that sound fair? You know, many Christians are no longer being the light that they are. You know, Jesus talked about that, and I think I shared this a little bit the last time, when he talks about the church, or us, as being salt of the world. It doesn't say that we should be like salt. It says we are salt. Now salt, we all use salt in our day. We think of salt as being a seasoning. You know, we just salt our eggs or salt our beans or whatever it is. And it's just a seasoning. But you know, salt is a lot more than just seasoning that we put on food. I can remember, and I'm sure many of you remember, I can remember going to my grandpa's after we had a hog killing and started preserving the meat. And one of the things that they did to preserve the meat was to pack it in salt. I can remember around his place there was boxes that you have a layer of salt, layer of meat, layer of salt, and it was preserving the meat. Folks, let me tell you something. The Bible likens us to preservatives in this world. And it says, if the salt loses its savor, long time, because I'm thinking of salt as a seasoning, and I think of it losing its flavor, but that's not what savor is. It's talking about its power, its effectiveness. But it says, if the salt loses its savor, then it's fit for nothing other than being cast under the feet of men to be trodden on by the feet of men or something along them lines. And then he says, ye are the light of the world. It's not like we're supposed to be like light, but Brother Darrell, we are light. You know, here's the truth of the matter. The Bible contains truth that this world needs. That is the truth of the matter. There is no other truth apart from God's Word. As far as salvation, as far as someone getting saved, as far as someone coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't just happen up on salvation. It's the Word of God that God brings to us through the Holy Spirit, and that's how we get saved. Now, that's a very oversimplification of it, but the Word of God is not going to get out unless we, God's people, bring it. That's why he said, go. Go ye into all the nations. That's our job. We're the light of the world. But as we're the light of the world, and he kind of wakes us up with this idea here, and then in verse 15, he says, now see that you walk circumspectly. So you better pay attention of how you walk in this present world. You know, have you ever got up in the middle of the night and decided not to turn the light on, have to, you know, go to the restroom or something, and then you stub your toe? Or you trip over something? Now that's the one that gets me a lot of time, is when somebody leaves something somewhere where it's not supposed to be, and I will find it every time. You know, that wouldn't happen if we flipped on the light. Folks, listen to me. We need to walk with our eyes open and paying attention to the things around us. Amen. There is a lot of evil in this world. In fact, the next verse, it says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, of course, I don't know about you, but if you ever need lessons on how to waste time, come see me. I can point you in the right direction. Amen? For goodness sake, I build porch swings. How much more waste of a time is that? Amen? Where's Aunt Bet? Wouldn't Dr. Fell agree with that? I'm going to tell y'all something. She decided to buy a couple of swings, and she made Dr. Fells pay for one of them. I didn't know what to do. It wasn't easy. I'm sitting there thinking, well, if you don't want it, because he let it known. But anyway, folks, listen to me. We need to understand that the days are evil, and we need to walk with our eyes open and pay attention to the things around us. And let God's Word illuminate the things around us so we can see the things that are going to be troublesome. Amen. Our young people need help. And we talk about that a lot. But let me tell you, our middle-aged people, our older people need help. You know, don't think just because someone gets old, they're automatically saved. I've heard of 90-year-olds giving their life to the Lord, as well as 8-year-olds or 9-year-olds. Folks, let me tell you, we need to watch out and watch and redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And let us not be unwise, but let us be wise and understand the will of God. How do we understand the will of God? Well, I tell you, sometimes it can be kind of hard to understand what God's will is in a certain area, but we have to start with the Word of God. We have to start with prayer. We have to start by seeking God. Most of us, we live in an instant time. We want everything instant, and we want instant gratification about everything. But sometimes we got to be willing to put the work in to find out what God wants us to do. That means praying more. That means seeking His face. That means looking at His Word. You know, sometimes, Brother Donnie, I don't know if it ever happened to you like this, but sometimes I'll have a problem and I'll open the Bible, just flip it open, and there it is right there. Say amen. But most to get the answer, it takes time on my knees. It takes time before the Lord, praying and seeking His face and searching diligently the Word of God. That's the most of the time. Sometimes He gives us a pretty... show where they have a lifeline. You call up a friend and they immediately give you the answer or whatever. Sometimes that's the way it happens with God. But most of the time, it's not going to happen like that. You got to diligently seek. Daniel prayed, I think Brother Darrell sang about Daniel last week or the week before, one of the two. But how he prayed and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed for a whole month. And then finally the answer came through. And the angel said, I heard you the first day. Amen? But it just took a time for the answer to get here. Folks, as we go about our Christian walk, and we got one more, walk in harmony. We're going to talk about that next time. And it's the next section is going to deal with the family, the husbands and wives, and the fathers and the children, the parents and the children, and also the workplace and the how you to deal with your bosses and how the bosses are deal with people. Do you know that God's Word covers all of that? Amen. We're going to talk about that. But our Christian walk, one, we walk in love. Two, we walk in light. Three, we walk circumspectly or cautiously in this present world. Four, and that's what we're going to talk about next time, we walk in harmony with one another. I appreciate our Gideon coming, and in a minute we're going to offer the invitation. I'm going to invite you to stand in the back with me. And Brother Darrell, would y'all come and give us an invitational song?